Guys, it takes so many people to tell our story, and I guess that's why it takes us a couple of days in this event that we're calling A Vision Beyond 2020. We've had people in here. My pastor came. He shared in a number of interviews. My son Tyler has been part of this. Linda, of course. We were on the phone the other day with our brothers from India, a sister from South Africa. We've had friends participate from everywhere. You know, one of the places that has been on our heart and on our minds for many, many years, and some of you know this, we've talked about one day God would open the door to the Philippines. Well, here we were a couple of years ago. A new family walked into church on Sunday morning, sat down, and began to come a part of what we were doing in our local ministry, and we were talking about Passion Play. Well, we were putting together the orchestra, and I know that, Pam, you participated in that, and you guys got involved with the local presentation. You heard us talking about it. You couldn't shut us up. Then you came to see the Passion Play. What were your thoughts as you saw it unfold for the first time, Pam?
Well, to be honest, Pastor Stan, I wasn't really expecting a lot. I've heard the Passion Play in the radio before, and for me, I thought, okay, it's just like any ordinary play. Mm-hmm. And I was more engrossed on how I would play in the orchestra than, you know.
And you played the keyboard, correct?
Yeah, I did. And with all the tension and all, because it actually was my first time to play again after a long while to play the keyboard. So I was really scared, honestly. I said, well, I'm just going to focus on what I am going to play with the music. I was very anxious. And then just first day, I actually wasn't paying attention on the first few parts until mm-hmm. it came to the point wherein God was crucified. I can't explain it, but I saw the people, and It's you have to be there to see it. So I said, wow, it's like this is just really different. It's not just any other play. If you can, you know, bring the word through music, through things like this, I mean, it can reach a lot of people. So I started to think, and but it didn't occur to me at first to, you know, maybe we can extend this to the place where I was born and raised. I was just thinking, it's just really amazing. It's just amazing.